This call is being recorded.
You got it, huh?
It should have.
Recording stopped. This call is being recorded.
Sorry, I don't want it playing the music. I'm gonna. You know what? I'll just leave it. It's fine.
You're okay. Changing now, huh?
Sorry, we're gonna have some background music for this one. It is recording though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good evening. Welcome to Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for June 17th at 6 p.m. June 17th, 2025 at 6 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And a moment of silence and remembrance for our men and women service. Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of May 20th, 2025.
And the regular board meeting?
Oh, sorry. And the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of May 20th, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the A and B of the approval of Finance and Audit and regular board meeting.
I second it.
All right, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. Just let everybody know I'm sick and my head's all. So if I make a mistake, that's why. Warrants none, awards of contracts none. And let's move on to new business. This is a discussion action item, approval of proposed fiscal year 25-26 budget.
All right, that's me. Good evening, board. My name is Corey Mize from Hyde Bailey, and I'm here to present the FY26 proposed budget. Before getting into it, just wanted to touch on the columns you're seeing on the schedules. So for Schedule A and B, same columns, but I just wanted to... Sorry.
It's under Tab 1.
Tab 1, guys.
Yeah.
I'll be the same. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Should have made sure everybody was on there.
Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah, so for Schedule A, the one that we're beginning with, column A is our FY25 budget as it stands now. Column B is FY25 projected year end. Column C is the proposed budget for FY26. And then D and E are the ones I wanted to point out. They are differences in dollars and percentages, but this is the difference between projected year end and proposed budget for 26. It is not budget to budget. Just want to emphasize that. So now let me get into it. So beginning with revenue for lines 3, 4, and 5, which are base rate, commodity sales, and fire sales. These are all budgeted at a 1% rate increase above projected year end. There is a new rate schedule that is going to be effective January 1st, 2026. So those rates will increase, but we're just building in 1% for now. Line 6 for fees and charges. This includes penalty fees, fire flow fees, new accounts, incident fees, and return check fees. And this is just budgeted with a 3% rate increase over projected year end, which is basically just inflation. And then line 7 for basic facility fees. This one is jumping down, but that's because we are only budgeting the anticipated meter installations, which is 4 5/8-inch meter installations and 4 3/4-inch meter installations. Moving on to line 8 for standby fees. This is projected. This is budgeted for a 2% increase over projected year end. And the same goes for the next line, line 11, property taxes. Any questions on any of those? Okay, and then moving on to line 12, which is salary.
Property tax for what?
The property tax is a revenue that we get. We get property tax revenue that's assessed on all the properties around here. Yeah, so that's the standby fees and property taxes there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a good good amount for the district too. So, and then line 12 for cell tower lease income. This is budgeted for a 2% increase, which is based off of a contract. Lines 13 and 14. Line 13 is miscellaneous income, and this can include refunds, reimbursements, just things that we don't expect. So we are not budgeting that due to the unpredictable nature and to be conservative. And then for line 14, the Main Street yard sale, that was a one-time event. So we're obviously removing that from the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Line 15 for interest income for investment accounts. This includes the LAIF interest, class interest, and Bank of New York. And this is budgeted with a 3% increase of the estimated average investment balance. So basically we just looked at what we think we're gonna have in our investment accounts next year at this time. And then it's just 3% above that. We're doing that to just be, it's 3% of the estimated average investment balance is what I meant to say. So not 3% above it, it's 3% of the average investment, which I think we have around 2 million. So 3% of that's at 67. And then for line 16, interest income on water bills, this is just budgeted at FY25 projected year end, just because we don't know, we don't wanna over budget that one. So that's it for revenue. Any questions on any of the revenue accounts? Moving on to expenses. So we're gonna start with salaries and benefits, which is lines 20 through 26. For line 21 directors, this is for the board of directors stipend, and it's budgeted at the same rate and anticipated meeting attendance as FY25. So we're not touching that, keeping it at 20,000.
Can I say something?
Yes.
What does it usually run a year, do you know? To pay all of us?
On column B for that line right there, it's at 12,000. That's where we're expected to end for this year. Yeah. The current year that way.
Okay.
Yeah. But we want to keep the full budget just in case you guys do have the full amount of meetings. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so for line 22, management and customer service, this budget includes COLA and step increases for employees and a vacation payout. Line 23 for field workers, this is just based off COLA and step increases. Line 24 for employee benefits. The decrease from prior year is due to one employee that's opting out of medical insurance in lieu of $250 per month. So because they're opting out, that's why we're seeing those benefits drop. And then line 25, payroll taxes. This increase is just in line with the COLA and step increases for the employees. Any questions on salaries and benefits? All right, moving on to lines 27 through 37, which is our facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution. So just to touch on a few lines 29 for lab fees. It just looks high, so we're keeping the budget at 13,000. Currently, we're only projecting to end at 8,800, but we do wanna keep that full budget there for sampling. In FY27, we will see a bigger increase for Title 22 compliance, but we'll tackle that when we get to it. And line 30 for meter testing and repair. FY26 is just budgeted at the FY25 amount. We obviously haven't used much, but we do want to keep it there in case we need it. For lines 31 for utilities, this is just budgeted with a 4% increase above projected year end. For line 32, repair and maintenance, We're lowering the budget to 45,000, but we're keeping it above projected year end for any anticipated maintenance that we're gonna need. And then line 33 for well maintenance, this one actually has a pretty big boost, but that's only because it's over projected year end, and FY26 is going back to normal costs, because during FY25, we saw some unanticipated maintenance for wells 5 and 1, which drove this account a lot higher than anticipated. For lines 34 for security, this is budgeted with a 30% increase above projected year end, and that's just due to rising costs and the contract for the security at the 8 locations. And it also includes a new fire alarm panel and quarterly payments for fire alarm maintenance. Line 35 for engineering services. This is budgeted with a 39% decrease from previous year, and that's just due to less services anticipated. A lot of the engineering services that we will see are gonna be for the capital projects, so they were budgeted in the capital budget. And then line 36 for facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution, we're keeping that budget the same as FY25. And this includes generator service contract, landscaping maintenance, SCADA maintenance. So we just want to keep that budget there if we need it. Any questions on facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution? No. All right. Moving on to lines 38 through 49 for office expenses. These all relate to, you know, the cost that it operates. Sorry, this all relates to operations at the district office. And for line 39, utilities, FY26 is projected with a 9% increase over projected year end. And that's based on increased electricity costs and trash and recycling costs. For line 40, water billing system, the FY26 increases due to the new billing system that is being put in place. Line 41 for supplies and equipment is, lines 41, 42, and, no, lines 141 and 42 are both just budgeted with a 4% inflationary increase above projected year end. Line 43 for dues and subscriptions, we actually cut out a couple this year, so that budget did drop a little bit, and that's just for decreased subscriptions that we are currently enrolled in. And then line 46, skipping down a couple, because 44 is just 4% inflation for postage, 45 for printing, we're keeping that budget exactly the same. But I did want to touch on 46 for computer services. This is, the budget includes a new contract, which includes onboarding costs and monthly fees. However, this contract is less than the current one, so we're decreasing that budget to $25,800. And then for air conditioning, that's just a 4% inflationary increase. And then office expenses, we're just keeping that at projected year end for any office expenses that come up that are unforeseen. Any questions on office expense? No? So line 59 for training and travel, that is, so that FY26 budget increase, that's due to increased safety training courses for field workers and anticipated operator certificate renewals.
Did we skip over?
Which one?
Like 51.
Oh my God, you were right. Yes, you were right. I did. I skipped over a big part. Sorry about that. Thank you for calling me on that. Okay. Yes, 50 through 58 support services.
Yeah.
So lines 51 for financial audit. FY26 is just budgeted at the same level as FY25 because that's based on the contract with the auditors. Line 52 for accounting. This is budgeted with a 10% increase due to just rate increases. And then line 53 for legal services, it's decreased from the prior year budget, but still over projected year end because we do want to keep funds there for unanticipated legal costs. Line 54 for payroll services, that's just a 4% inflationary increase. Website support is also just a small increase, just a $100 increase in case we need it, but nothing special going on there. Medical testing is kept at the same amount as FY25 budget, but insurance for line 57, this is budgeted at a 10% increase above projected year end, and that's based on the premium renewal contracts that we received in April 2025.
What insurance? For what
is that?
For that insurance includes property and liability insurance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then any questions on that? No. Okay, so moving past training and travel, since I already skipped and did that, moving on to 61 through line 61 through 70, which is our service tools and equipment. Just gonna gloss over this. There's nothing huge. You do see some big percentages there, like on employee uniforms, but that's just because it's over projected year end. The budget's actually staying right in line with the previous year budget. So basically, the budget is just, it's 28% above projected year end, but lower than the FY25 budget by just $1,000. There's really nothing special to talk about in here. So I'm gonna gloss over it unless anybody has a question about any of these accounts. Then moving on to lines 71 through 75, which is our non-operating expenses. And this includes the interest and loan fees. And FY26 is budgeted 16% below projected year end. And that's due to the debt repayment schedules because this is the interest. So basically the farther the loan goes on, the less interest we're paying every year, the higher the principal. Since this includes just the interest, that's why we're seeing that decrease. And the miscellaneous expenses is also, we just are keeping that at FY25 budget. Any questions on non-op expenses? No. Okay, and then line 78 for district funded capital projects, we will discuss that when we get to Schedule B, because all of that is on there. And then line 79 for debt principal, this is just budgeted based on the debt repayment schedules. And as you can see, this is what I was talking about before. So the principal is going up, but then above on line 72, the interest is going down the farther we go into the debt schedule. So then based on that, the district is planning on adding $187,000 to its reserves, which our projected beginning cash right now is $2.5 million. We're planning on ending the year next year at $2.7 million.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it looks pretty good. You guys have very healthy reserves. It looks great.
Good job, Michael.
Thank you.
So any questions on Schedule A before we move to Schedule B, which is capital? No. Okay. So if you move to Schedule B for capital, same thing for the columns, except the only difference is this one doesn't have the dollar and percentage changes. We just have outward projections for the next 5 years from FY27 through 31, just to show the money we're planning to spend for the next few years on capital projects. So beginning with line 3 for meter replacement, this includes $3,000 for the water meter replacement program. So only $3,000 a year. And then as you can see, we're doing $3,000 for the next 5 years until all the meters have been replaced. Line 4 for main replacements. This includes $45,000, for which the district plans to replace 3 fire hydrants per year, and each fire hydrant is anticipated to be $15,000. So that's that $45,000. And then you can see we're also projecting to do that outward for the next 5 years as well. Line 5 for the Bonita Vault, this project is completed in FY25, so we remove that budget. Line 6 for new truck, we don't have a budget for next year, but we are planning on putting away $10,000 for each of the next 5 years in anticipation of purchasing a new truck when we need it. Line 7 utility billing, that is considered finished by the end of this year, so that budget has been removed. Line 8 for the rate study, that's it consists of $33,000 carryover from FY25, and that's just to complete the rate study. Line 9 for well 4 electrical panel, all of the work is done for that, so that budget has been removed as well. Line 10 for well number 2, the new facility building, this consists of $25,000 carryover in order to complete it at well 2. And then line 5 for well emergency repair, that was completed in FY25, so that has been removed. Line 12 for tank cleaning, the budget includes $7,000 to clean and weld the steel portable water tanks 2 and 4. And then we're budgeting $10,000 for FY28 to do tanks 1 and 3, $10,000 FY29 to do tanks 2 and 4 again, and then $10,000 FY31. And it'll probably go that way for the foreseeable future. And then line 13 to for replacing computer workstations, we're budgeting $17,000 for what this. The district plans to replace the workstations, which consist of desktop computers, backup tower, and then the labor and installation. And then line 14 for the Bonita pipeline, we are budgeting $160,000 to install the pipeline to expand the district service area, but this project is still in the planning phase and may carry over to FY27. But we wanted to keep it on here just in case. And then line 15 for the purchase of a backhoe, we're budgeting $160,000 for next year though, FY27, for the anticipated purchase of a new backhoe. And for the well 2 rehab on line 16, we're budgeting $150,000 for FY28 for that rehab. That covers the district funded projects. Are there any questions? And then moving on to the bottom for the grant debt funded ones, for lines 19 through 21, the Esperanza Waterline project is completed. That budget is removed. The only budget we're keeping is for the groundwater well improvements, and that's just carryover from this year for us to finish it, hopefully next year. And then for the Heller hydrants, lines 25 through 27, that has also been completed, and that has been removed from the budget. So overall, we're planning, the district is planning using $290,000 from its reserves for capital projects, and then that groundwater one is going to be all grant funded. And then, yeah, like I said, we're planning on adding $187,000 to the district's reserves if everything goes well. So any questions, comments, concerns?
Well done. Looks pretty good.
Yeah. No, it looks really good. Compared to some other ones I've worked on, this, you guys look great.
Yeah, looks good. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, thank you, Corey.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good evening. Have a safe drive home.
Thank you.
Really quick, this is an action item, so you guys need to approve it.
Oh, yeah. We got to approve this. So can I get a approval?
I motion to approve the proposed capital budget.
A second.
All right. Motion to approve the proposed fiscal year 25-26 budget made by Director Perez and second by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tindrick?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a nice night.
You too.
Thank you.
Number two, we have a discussion action item for $100,000 offer for the Calvazon Water District listing on Elm Street.
So the investor did update his offer one last time for $100,000. So
last month the offer was $75,000.
Yeah, you went up $25,000.
You see?
So like I said before, I'm not promoting this. It's up to you guys, but you know that property is not going to be used and useful anytime soon. So if you did accept the offer at $100,000, we put it into the
California class
at 4.3 in 10 years will be worth $152,000. So, because I don't foresee any development coming in 5 years, so maybe, but then they got to build the aqueduct to make that property useful. So, just something to consider if you're thinking about accepting his offer.
Sounds a lot better than the last one.
How much did we pay for it, you know?
It was given to us.
It was given to us.
Free money.
Yeah, okay. All money in our pocket.
And you have listed at 130?
Yes.
It's pretty.
How many acres?
20 acres. There's like four different parcels.
But a lot of it's not usable because of the wash.
Yeah.
It's all part of the wash like right there.
Yeah, maybe it's four.
Two-thirds.
45% use.
I make a motion that we accept $100,000 for the property on Elm Street.
I second.
Okay, motion to accept the $100,000 Motion to accept the $100,000 offer for the listing on Elm Street made by Director Davis and second by Board Vice Chair Brock. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
Sold.
Sold.
Now we got a board, huh?
No. Okay, old business. Well, discussion updates with SGPWA, she's not here. Okay, let's move on to discussion action, community involvement.
I did look on the community center's website. There are no current events that we can contribute to, so I'll reach out to her and see if there's any upcoming events, like a 4th of July parade for the kids or anything like that, so I'll reach out to her for that.
Yeah, it's like a week and a half away.
Right, right. Yeah, but there wasn't anything posted.
Yeah, they don't want to do it.
Okay, well, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm sure you are.
Okay.
Updates from Cabazon Water District General Manager Michael Pollock.
All right, so we had a successful Hella Hydrant dedication ceremony that happened on June 12th. And thanks to Supervisor Gutierrez, the County Riverside providing the funds, both sites have been completed, both sites are active. I believe for those who was not able to attend, we do have a couple of videos if you'd like to see. Not too much, just a brief dropping of that, you know, the...
It was cool to see it.
Yeah.
You want me to play it right now or wait till...
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you turn off the lights?
Sure.
Come hard to see them. So, it's like a 4-second video. This one's really...
So, yeah, he's filling up right now. Unfortunately, it was the first fill-up. So the helicopter blade wash created all the dust. The second time wasn't as bad.
Yeah, so we don't have videos of the second time. So
yeah.
No.
I'm sure someone had it if you ask around, but
that's what you would think.
The second one?
Yeah. And then here's where they're actually gonna drop the water.
You can't drop the water yet? Ready? Watch.
That's it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
The time that it does it is so much faster than, their turnaround time from before.
Oh, yeah.
It was just back and quick and doing it again.
Where did they go before to fill up?
There's an airport over here in Banning. They used to have a little pond.
Or they go to the sewage treatment plant in Banning, or they go down, there's a pond down by 111 that they suck water out of. I have a video, but it's like a little over 3 minutes long, so I don't know if it'll send.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could be too big this
time. What's your email on that?
I don't have an email set on here, but you could send it to my eAguilar at Cabazon Water. And I'll just load it onto this real quick.
No, it's too big.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can just ask
them. It's like four times too big.
Okay. Well, I look for a press conference because, you know, they have the ribbon cutting ceremony. They had all the guest speakers.
They had all those cameras and stuff there going around.
They'd
be showing it somewhere.
I haven't found anything yet, but Mark Walling, who created the Hella Hydrant, he spoke. The fire captain, he spoke. So everybody spoke on the subject.
Everybody who had a hand in it spoke.
Yeah. So it was a great event.
I didn't speak.
Did you have a hand in it?
Yeah, they said everybody did. All of us did.
None of us stood up either.
Huh?
None of us stood up either.
I know, we did.
Yeah, I noticed that. They said all elected.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, none of us stood up.
Nice to get some recognition. But anyways, it was a very nice event, very well done. You know, they had the tent, they had the food, the catering, The inside was very nice. It looked very upscale.
It was very windy. It was very Cabazon. Very dusty.
Now, was it all done in the tent, or did you guys actually go up into the casino?
The back of the tent actually had, it was just the plastic see-through, like a...
And they pulled fire trucks up there at the beginning, and then when it was ready to drop, they retarded it.
Because I thought you had to be in the shuttle. I drove by you guys, I looked at y'all, but I didn't know that you couldn't get on the shuttle to go into it.
No, it was like in the tent.
I thought you were going to leave the tent after that and go into the
casino. Oh, no, they didn't want us up there. That's why it was in the tent.
Yeah, they didn't do it at the casino at all anymore. But we didn't go up to the tanks either.
That's why, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, they didn't.
I was really confused.
Yeah, whatever happened with going inside the casino into the drum room and all that?
So the drum room, there was only a certain portion that you could see it. So if you're going to have 100 people, there was only like, if you were sitting where the California flag was, is the only time place you could see it. So it would be like 3 people that could see it in the corner of the building. So they figured that wasn't a very good setup.
I got messed up.
And then we thought we were going to have it at the plan site where the tank is located. So we had PR person, Beatrice, we went up there and said, okay, this looks like a good area. We're going to set up the tent here. It's 250 feet away. But then Mark said, no, it's got to be 1,200 feet because of the propeller wash, which made sense.
Oh yeah, especially when you saw the dust.
Yeah. So she ended up setting it up where she did, and we also had to leave access because there was a gas company project that was going on.
Yeah, he's the one that came in and locked the gate.
Yeah, so they had some obstacles to overcome, but she did a great job. She really did.
Yeah.
Turned out very nice. So
he did one up in High Valley?
They're currently up there installing the ones up in High Valley.
For future reference,
but I don't think they're
going
to have any ribbon cutting ceremonies.
Your own parking,
no.
You can walk up to it.
Yeah, if they
have
another one of those.
No time for that.
Okay.
So yeah, if I get any media, any press, and everything, we'll provide it for the next board meeting.
Great.
Okay. So the next item I have is well efficiency tests are scheduled at well 5 and well 2 in early July of this year. And will be scheduled every 2 years. Well 1 and well 4 will be tested in 2026. The production meter cost is $330, and the efficiency tests cost $350 each. Now, Edison used to provide this service for free, but that program ended. Because when I contacted it by email, let's get this thing rescheduled and everything like that, I said, We don't do that anymore. So they've done it for all these years.
Yeah.
Last 30 years that I'm aware of, but they ended that program. So we have to go with an outside vendor.
Hmm.
Same thing as the tank inspections. Those things have to be done periodically, and the well efficiency is one of those ones. And last item I have here is the well 2 building. The concrete's been completed. There's a picture there below of the concrete that was completed. And the building, the actual building, is going to be constructed starting on July 12th. Contract will be out there to finish that. Might be done before the next board meeting. So
should have just done a stick building.
Yeah. And then one last thing. I know there's been a lot of hooligans running around trying to steal our fire hydrants.
You know, I heard that at the MAC meeting.
I was upset because that happened that day. This is what they're doing. If they can't steal them, they destroy them. They couldn't do. So basically, that's one of the ones down there in the Jensen area. And just to replace that head is like $800. That's the cheapest one I could find. Normally they run for $1,200.
Well, not only that, but it's hard to get them too.
Yeah.
And I put it up on the MAC page, and I put it up on the Cabazon page that if anybody sees anybody,
where's this one at?
Hydrants that they should contact the sheriff and hear.
Yeah, I can't remember if that one was on Helen or where that one was. But it was right in front of the lady's house. She said she videotaped it, and she didn't want to go outside because she was afraid of retaliation, Two hoodies went out there. They were trying to steal it. They couldn't, and they decided just to destroy the nozzle so you couldn't put a fire hose on it. So it's very upsetting. Something like that, I wouldn't report to the insurance company because if you keep doing all these little ones here and there, $2,300 for a fire hydrant, you turn that in, you put this one in 3 weeks later, it's like, so...
It's $808, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So as long as we can manage our funds efficiently, we could probably put money aside just to purchase those things in-house as needed. And the other thing, too, is in the budget, I did schedule to install 3 new hydrants every year. So you have that money aside that if you wanted to swap out.
What's going on with the one on Esperanza that never got put back in?
Basically, we have to purchase a new one because basically when they tried to steal it, they were trying to steal it live, and that bronze flange is, it's not flat anymore.
Oh, they bent it?
Yeah, it's bent. It's bent. So we're going to have to install a new one on that one. It's unfortunate. Yeah, and we put locking mechanisms on there and everything, but that just slows them down. So it's very, very unfortunate.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just one of the frustrations that I have. You know, the guys go out, they patrol the area.
I have a solution.
They find these things.
Recording.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
Yeah. But that's all I have for today.
I know what your solution was going to be.
Oh, I have a couple of solutions, but one is...
Thank you, Michael.
It's totally legal, you know.
Oh, okay.
Incorporated in your town and going from there.
All right. Public comment. No?
Public comments.
Okay, we're going to go to closed session now?
Yeah. Closed session at 6:36.
Am I getting kicked out too?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay.